table under the house. That's possible, maybe even most likely. But there's another possibility. Let me take you out to the edge of town, right where those fields and the desert, the wilderness where the shepherds are, meet. And you begin to see that over thousands of years, Joshua's time, this was already well established, they've created sheepfolds. Notice some big stones kind of encircle the area. There's a gate right here that keeps the sheep in, the goats in, or the predators out. The shepherd will often sleep or sit in that opening. Maybe that's what Jesus had in mind partly when he said, I am the door, the sheep come through me. I don't know for sure. And then that's where, I'm going to skip this, that's where the shepherds put the flock. Now, at one edge of that, sheepfold is a cave. You can see it in the background. There's one. Here's another one. That would be a stable. I think it's possible that that's what happened to Mary and Joseph. The room was full. The inn room was full. So they went to a place where the sheep were kept. And in the place where the sheep were kept, along one side, and these are all over Bethlehem. I don't have any pictures of those because they're commercialized and they charge you admission and sell postcards. But if you go out in the field, you can still find them like this. So come on in. Inside, they're very small. I mean, they're not nearly as big normally as the wood area. I don't know if you can even see it here on the stage. But I found one that's still used that's quite a bit bigger. When you get inside, you'll see it's divided. There's the main area, and then in one corner, there'll be a small wall that's walled off. The shepherds use that walled off area to put their stuff. That may be where they sleep at night if they do have some extra clothes or a water skin or even some grain for a sick sheep or a donkey. They put it in there. The sheep stay outdoors. And then the rest of the area is used for the ewes when it's time for lambing, for a sick animal, for animals that for some reason need to be isolated or protected from the others. And that's what you would call a stable. Now, that's where I had prayed that God would let me get tonight, because that's the point I wanted to make to you at the end. That's a stable. I would give a lot to see the look on each one of your faces the first time you went in there. Notice the golden straw. Smell the pine scent. People, listen. On the ceiling of that cave from Joshua's time and beyond, the soot of 1,000 shepherds' fires. 3, 4, 5 feet of manure on the floor. Some wet, some dry. Spiders and flies and pigeons and droppings everywhere. And that girl and her husband, my guess would be they were scared to death. Maybe their faith was strong enough. They didn't feel the fear. I don't know. Came here. And the time was right. And laying on an animal skin, she had a baby. But the picture, people, is part of the story. And what breaks my heart sometimes is out of our love for Jesus, we make Christmas pretty. And you come to church and the straw is clean. And there's no manure. And the pine scent hangs in the air. And everybody's dressed beautifully because we love and honor Jesus. And that's good that we do that. This is God's picture. He left heaven, not the Hilton, heaven. And where was he born? The largest palace on the face of the earth at that time was not 3 miles away from here. And he said, no, I want you to know how much I love you. I want you to know how much I'm willing to enter your chaos. I'll leave heaven. You can only dream how beautiful that is. And I will come down and I'll be born as a tiny baby, helpless, on 4 feet of manure. Because then you know I really love you. And I am willing to enter your chaos. Honestly And I'm sorry if this offends. I don't mean it that way. I know what we do at Christmas because we